You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right, welcome back to the Wake Up Tucson show. 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk, as we say in New York. Christopher DeSimone, Sugar Ray is behind the glass for the next few days. The notorious ESQ is taking a little vacay time. And on the other side of the gray formica is friend of the show and my friend Matthew J. Russell. Esquire.
You made me blush. I didn't know I had any friends. But this is why I love coming on this show. It's a little affirmation of my mediocrity.
Whenever he's feeling low, his Baltimore Orioles lose 8 in a row or something.
No, I went to my first Orioles game in years on July 4th on my birthday. So I can't imagine for an Orioles fan to have a hot dog on July 4th when it's my annual hot dog. So it's a big deal for me. I was there with my family and we had a great time. Orioles took a lead into the bottom of the ninth. And the Angels rallied at home. Got to see Ohtani hit a home run. So no matter where your loyalty lies, that's history. This kid is amazing.
The last time I was paying attention to baseball, your first baseman was Eddie Murray. Okay.
Oh, goodness.
We had, Jim Palmer, Mike Boddicker.
Yes, listen to you. Do you have the 1972 lineup on your laptop right now?
Don't make me go back to Boog Powell.
Who, Boog's Barbecue is still a hit at Camden Yards. They've got...
Is it still staying solid and quality and everything? Or is it...
Absolutely.
Is he doing Applebee riblets, for God's sakes?
Please.
So if you don't know Matt, you just moved into the town, or you said, I'm sick of that 12-year-old on the other station. You came on over. Adult conservative radio here. Yes. I like adult contemporary. Ray, that could be our new liner for our voice guy. Politics and prog rock, adult conservative radio.
I'll get it done.
Even with all our juvenile. Matt, of course, he has Russell Public Communications.
Yes, sir.
And a very successful PR company.
Yeah, I would think so. Sure.
Yeah, you've been doing it this long, God.
Coming up on 20 years of agency business with my name on it.
Yeah. What's the anniversary date?
We started the first week of January of 2002. So I can't remember the day, but let's just call it January 1st, because I probably worked that day.
I accept your invitation to the 20th anniversary party.
Oh, great. I'll make sure that we double security at the door.
You know what I've always wanted to do for an anniversary party, and maybe as a food fest, right? I always wanted to take all of our favorite places, right, and put them in one place. Could be Stardance or something like that, right?
Oh, I like that.
We charge a fee that goes, I would like to cover people's costs, and everything else goes to like a Sister Jose or something like that.
Wouldn't that be a blast?
Right. So what happens is, Matt, how many food festivals have you and I been to in our day?
Oh, my gosh. There's hardly time. Yes.
So then you say to yourself, how many? So here it is. So, and you guys all know how this works. When you go to a food festival thing, what percentage of the people participating in the food festival are really trying and doing a nice job of mildly knocking your socks off?
That's right, of all the restaurateurs.
Is it 20? 20%?
Oh, boy.
Am I being generous here?
Yeah, you're high. You're high.
You know?
Yeah, it's the cattle call, and what small bite can I get on that plate as quickly as possible for everybody lining up? They paid their $100 for all you can eat.
I also think, too, I understand you don't want to go out of pocket large, okay? Right. But the food festival people also don't do a very good job controlling the menu.
Yeah, it's true.
Right. So as a guy who is watching the 23 miles of Mexican food get supported very well by Visit Tucson, but then mis-executed by the Saka people.
Right.
It was like after a while, you go, here's another taco. Oh, here's another taco. Oh, here's another taco.
Right.
Or you had some, white bread mall place that makes no Mexican food. All of a sudden, here's another taco. Here's another taco. So we're working on a rebirth of 23 miles.
Oh, That's news.
I'll tell you more off air, but it's...
Yeah, please do.
I've signed
my DeSimone NDA, so I'm good with all your ideas that come seemingly on an hourly basis.
So Matt had a long-running radio show called On the Menu.
On the Menu Live.
On the Menu Live.
Yep.
And very fun Saturday kind of show, 1 hour. Yep. You're usually at a different restaurant every time.
Yep.
And it was so fun.
Remote broadcasts at a different restaurant, tap room, winery, distillery, pub every week for 10 years. People say, well, gosh, didn't you run out of things to talk about? I said, you know what, Tucson, there are so many things to talk about. And I was happy to say that you would never hear me, rave about the culinary creativity at Applebee's or KFC. I mean, these were only locally owned independent restaurants. And that's the thread, I think, that weaves...
Oh, he's there. Okay, sorry.
Everything you do here with all the restaurants that you so lovingly and intentionally support, it's telling the story. So I was never not a food critic. I wasn't a reviewer. I'm a storyteller by training. So...
Right.
I like to tell stories about the fascinating people on the culinary and cocktail circuit that are doing really cool freaking things.
Yeah.
And so I did that for 10 years. That evolved into what is now about a 9-year run with Tucson Local Media, which, as you know, is the publishing company for a host of print and digital publication. So I've been the food and beverage writer for Inside Tucson Business for 9 years. My columns just started getting picked up in the weekly, Tucson Weekly. So
they need content.
You will see my, it should have been the cover story this week, but you'll see my latest column in today's Tucson Weekly.
If Nintzel didn't have pot ads, you'd be down to 4 pages. Let's go to the phone, 790, slap Chris again, bad Chris. Let's go to Rowdy Rich, one of the greatest names ever. Rowdy Rich, what's up?
That name came off of a college radio station when I was DJing. But anyways, what the deal is food.
Say again?
Food. Food.
What about food?
Well, is there a Taste of Tucson thing?
So years ago, we used to have a Tucson Culinary Festival. And due to some horrible circumstances, one was moving it to the casino, it fell right into the toilet. So.
Okay, well, you know, maybe revive it, renaissance it. But the other thing is, once back when you guys were talking about fish, right? Fish here?
Yes.
Okay, we get our frozen fish at Trader Joe's. Shrimp and wild shrimp from Australia and wild salmon.
Okay, so the shrimp's okay. Good?
Okay, absolutely. She tries to make them every week.
Okay.
Come on down.
I have to give it a shot because, you know, everything is that Malaysian farmed shrimp crab.
Right.
And it's just horrendous.
You got to get Welsh salmon so long as there's what's left of it.
Okay.
Good tip.
Thanks, Rowdy Rich. You the man. This is the kind of calls we want to take in this hour. So have a great weekend, sir. 790-2040 is the phone number. When we come back, Matt's going to eat the Wake Up Tucson taco from Sonoran Brunch Company here at Wake Up Tucson.
Am I worthy?
Oh, very worthy.
Am I worthy?
Well, you're, you know.
Feel like I need to say a prayer before this historic
from
moment.
Taco worthy, sponge worthy in your younger days. Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice. We're having negative flashbacks here at the Wake Up Tucson show. I used to work at and bounce at a bar called Fiddlesticks in Flagstaff, right next to campus. And we had I've told this story before. Our manager thought he was a junior promoter, so his two big shows was Dread Zeppelin, the reggae cover band with the fat Elvis impersonator.
Oh, lovely!
And Molly Hatchet.
Great.
And Molly Hatchet, even in 1992. Was at Spinal Tap mode of their career.
Oh, totally. Yep.
The greatest thing is they're wearing spandex, high heel boots,
yep.
And the amount of Aquanet in the hair. And I want to thank Byron Dawkins, Saguaro High School grad. Byron, thank you for bringing those earplugs.
You know, I saw them in concert not 5 years ago. I judge this big rib competition up in Reno, Nevada every year. Largest rib competition in the country. And their whole thing, sort of shtick, is the last night of the competition, they always bring in some of these throwback. So I saw Eddie Money, Jefferson Starship, just name your throwback. And they were the headliner 1 year.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Tucson's best barbecue guy, Dave Martin, is here tomorrow for Food Friday.
I just had lunch here a couple days ago. Seriously.
I've had other people get miffed at me when I say that, right? And I'm sitting there going, he is the best consistent smoker of meat in Pima County.
Yeah, he's an icon. Seriously. I've been following him for years. And, you know, and Rob LeMaster and I heard you mention Rob LeMaster on the show earlier today in his capacity as the executive director of the of Make-A-Wish down here in Southern Arizona.
Yep.
Rob and I got together for some Q last week. And, you know, he's a Texas boy, and he knows his Q.
I know.
So you want to have fun. You carve out a couple of hours and sit and have barbecue with Rob LeMaster. It's a memorable moment.
Yeah, that's why when, you know, I went to go try the new place up in Oral Valley that shall remain nameless like Voldemort, I took Rob with me.
Yes.
And I've never, you know, for the name of the place, it's, I've never seen a place that doesn't actually use seasoning.
Mm. Yeah, we talked about that in line, thankfully, at Boulevard Barbecue. I love saying that. I have yet to go. From reports, I should save my money and my time.
Don't go.
All right.
Come to Oral Valley. We'll take you to Tuck Tuck Tie.
Yes, please.
And we'll do it up.
Yes, please.
Tell me about, you just told me the story before we went on air about you going to Gusto's on Tankerville and Sabino Canyon.
I love it. So, run by Gus, I can't remember his last name, Gus Gerson or something like that.
That's correct.
An old Scordato's family back of the house guy. Great guy. Love Gus. Yep, anyway, so he runs Gusto's on Tank Verde and Sabino Canyon Road, kind of tucked away by the Safeway Tucson Tamale Company. And so I'm in there with my wife and with some friends, and we're chatting about food and food news and such. And the server thought that I either sounded familiar or looked familiar. And so we got to talk. I said, well, you know, I hosted a food and beverage radio show in town for about 10 years. And I did a remote broadcast here, you know, years ago, you know, maybe that was it. And as I said, as a matter of fact, go back into the kitchen and tell Gus that I said hello. And he goes back into the kitchen and he comes back out about 5 minutes later. He says, I told Gus that you were here. And he said, oh, Christy Simone's here. So there it is. I have no identity.
I love you guys.
Outside of this 3-hour block of time, Monday through Friday. Just, you know, I'm struggling for relevance to break out of the Christy Simone shadow. But, you know, there's such comfort in that space. There's such comfort in the shadow of Christy Simone.
For some reason, maybe, you know, I was just mildly fresher in his mind. Right, because whatever. Because you hadn't been there in a few years,
yeah,
probably.
It had been years.
In relation to show.
Right.
And I think that's what happened.
Oh, you're being awfully kind.
No. You've been marching on this food thing longer than I have.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, you know, it's a march that we both love. I will say that between you and me, the resemblance is uncanny. So people will probably make that mistake. I love the photo that you put up on your Facebook page today. You obviously trolled through the archives
of
Matt Russell family photos. I had a lot of hair back then, probably too much. It's amazing my wife has stuck with me for 30 years. But yeah, that was my wedding day in 1991. I don't know that I could still fit in that tux. But yeah, lots of fun.
It's not about what's on top of your head. It's what's inside of your head. That's beautiful.
Gosh,
I feel like trite platitudes are coming up soon. So anyway, I'll find that picture of Matt. It's from his wedding day, wearing his tux, looking great.
30 years ago, yep. And here's my trite platitude. I don't know if you've covered this one yet.
Maybe.
And advance regrets if this is something that is part of the routine DeSimone narrative.
Go for it.
With that being said, okay, that's it. With that being said. It's a transition line that you have to throw away. You don't need to say that because you've already said what you've said, and you don't need to dumb down the recipient of your communication to say, with that being said, there are much better transition lines that are not a mouthful. So this is what I actually get paid to do, Chris.
I've heard this.
I counsel my clients on how to communicate, particularly how to prepare for an interview with Christy Simone. What are the tips and the tools and the techniques to maintain control of the interview? And there are transition lines. In media training, we call them bridges.
Right.
There are ways to bridge from a question that you've been asked that you're not unfamiliar with the answer to bridge to a place where you feel like you're on safe ground.
What's a proper phrase that you would say is a bridge? If I ask a question of a candidate or somebody that they got to think about it a little bit, what would you say?
That's an interesting perspective. But what I'd like to talk about is the word "so" is actually an interesting. The power of "so" is amazing because rather than saying, with that being said, you say "so," And that so is a subtle transition to what you want to talk about. Right. That is something that bears consideration in addition to, so you've honored the host by saying, yes, you are right, and you are and you're thinking good things. Whether you're attacking me as the guest or not, you want to get over to that place of comfort because you want to maintain control of the interview.
So there's one line you haven't said yet, which thank God you didn't say it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the ones that will say they've been trained. Oh, that's a good question, Chris.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
And, right? And I know they're...
They've been trained. Right. See, it's a nuance because you need to go into an interview that you're not particularly excited about in these sort of conflict environments. You need to go into an interview not sounding like you're media trained because the host is just going to tear you apart, as good hosts should. But they think that saying that's a good question is going to endear themselves with the host.
Right.
It's going to backfire 9 times out of 10.
What I do when they say that, something that you guys never see it because of the magic of radio, I'll stand up and put the hands out. When they say good question.
Yeah, I love it.
And Ed Alexander guiltily laughs on the other side of the glass. It's pretty good. All right, let's talk about what's in front of us.
Okay,
right now.
So I have never had a Wake Up Tucson taco in my life, and I just thought to make this moment as authentic as possible, rather than go to Sonoran Brunch Company and have one for myself, I didn't want to have my inaugural bite of it without you being with me.
Wow.
At your console.
Look at this.
So this is the Wake Up Tucson wrap, I think, at Sonoran Brunch Company.
Correct.
It's a blue corn tortilla. It comes with either bacon or sausage, but sausage or bacon with some cheese, some a fried egg, that Marita aioli, and jalapenos. So I'm going in on my first first bite.
He's doing a green salsa dip.
Crunchy.
Oh, yeah. That's Christy Simone right there. I mean, why does this represent Chris? Spicy, right? That Marita aioli, saucy. You're spicy and saucy. And that beautiful blue corn tortilla just cradling that fried egg, the creamy aioli, the spark from those jalapenos. I love the fact they're doing fried egg and not scrambled egg. I like a good scrambled egg burrow, but I prefer a fried egg in a breakfast wrap. So kudos to Kenny King and his team, and congratulations on a Wake Up Tucson wrap.
Yeah, I love the combination of this. It is a little spicy, so if you're one of those people who don't like spice, ask Kenny just to ramp down on the jalapenos. But I like fried egg better on a lot of these things.
I'm with you.
You know, lots of times. I mean, yeah, there's plenty of scrambled egg burritos out there.
Right.
But the fried egg, just it's a different level.
Sonoran Brunch Company. Dig it.
22nd and Cole.
Would you say it's next level?
Oh, it's next it's well, next level breakfast wrap.
I'll tell you, with that being said.
using science and data, this could be the greatest wrap ever. There he is. Drummer Matt doing his best Lars impression.
How can I not? How can I not, man? This brings back all the good memories.
I guarantee we're the only radio show in the entire country that played Mozart and Metallica as buck music today.
If we could weave in Madness before the end of the hour, speaking of memories, I saw Madness open up for the Police and when Synchronicity came out. And Madness, the two-hit wonder, I think. But they opened up with Thompson Twins. Remember them?
Oh.
The Thompson Twins and Madness.
Hold me in love.
Yes.
Hold me in your loving arms.
I remember them. Absolutely.
That'll be for T-Day, though.
You know, a Long Island kid, the Police playing the Shea Stadium show was the big one.
Oh, great. Yeah.
On Synchronicity.
Yeah, I think I've seen them 5 times. The most recent show was with the reunion tour up at what was then America West Arena in Phoenix.
How did it go?
Fantastic. You know, you and I have shared our Neil Peart stories.
Yeah.
And as a drummer, he holds a very special place in my heart. And he is certainly in my top drummers of all time.
Stewart's a monster.
So Stewart is as a drummer, I sort of represented his style more than I did Neil Peart. Neil Peart was a master. Stewart Copeland had this kind of spirit that defined the way he approached the percussive arts, if you will.
Top of the kit guy.
Seriously. Listen to you. You're right. See, yep. We need a Rocco on here, too, because he's Rocco's a drummer as well. And so I would just love to talk about,
And Phil.
Old
Bryson.
Old skins. Yeah. Yeah.
We'll have a drummer summit. Drum it.
You see?
Drummond 2021.
There's another. And I signed my NDA, so I know all of these. You're just letting them go.
You know, I was thinking about Stewart because he's touring with my boy Adrian Belew from King Crimson.
Which makes a lot of sense when you think about those two as artists.
Absolutely. Yep. So I don't know if they're making it anywhere near Arizona, but I'd probably go see it because they're two both amazing guys.
Yeah. And right? That'll be probably somewhere outside of Southern Arizona. We'll probably have to do a road trip for that one. But,
correct.
But count me in, brother.
I am going to go see my Crimson Kids coming at the Talking Stick on August 7th. That'll be awesome.
Very cool.
They got three drummers. I'll explain that another day.
Wow.
But what I was going to say about Stuart Copeland, as I'm looking at him and Adrian Belew tour, I said, man, Stuart Copeland, for all of his talent, it's so wasted because he had that so many years between the Police not doing anything.
Right.
Where he didn't seem to do much.
He was composing more than anything else. He was doing movie soundtracks and, yep. and TV show scores and things like that. But yeah, but to get behind the kit was a rarity for him for far too long.
Yep.
But when I saw him play in the reunion tour, he didn't miss a thing.
Oh, no. He's...
I'll be going to... Nancy and I are going to a concert at the end of October, a very famous two-drummer band, not Genesis. Although I would love to see Genesis in sort of the old-school style. But we have decided, for whatever reason, that we're going to go see Dead and Company, which is today's manifestation of the Grateful Dead.
Wow.
So it's every band member, but for Jerry Garcia, obviously. And you know who is the lead guitarist for Dead and Company and has been on the road with them for 2 years?
Who's that?
John Mayer.
Interesting.
John Mayer is now the front guy with Bob Weir, of course. But okay. All the band members are the same.
Is Bruce playing with them?
So Hornsby? He's not. What is the name of their keyboard player? You know, they've gone through several.
Because Bruce was playing with them for a while, wasn't
he? For a while he was, yep, I think. So I'm not. My brother was a big Deadhead. My son is a big Deadhead. I was fascinated by their style. But we're going to go see him just to say we did.
Let me be on the record about the Grateful Dead. They suck worse than Jethro Tull.
Okay, great. And we spent $400 for what?
The Arizona wine of rock and roll groups.
All right, I will report back on my observations there at whatever Phoenix area pavilion we're going to see the show at. So
let's go back to food.
Yeah, let's do it.
We love Chef Juan and what he does at Taco Rustico.
Yeah, big time.
And then we love this marriage of Matt Cable and Devin Sanner at Zio Pepe.
Right.
And those two guys are good compliments to each other.
Completely. Right? Yep.
You know, they both have the curiosity and pushing the limits. And while Devin is a little more artistic, esoteric, Matt's a hell of an operator.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're a good combo together.
They're perfect together. It's the yin and the yang, really. And so I really like this concept an awful lot.
Yeah.
You know, the location, you know, it's not even a 5-minute drive from my house. So selfishly, that's a good thing. We've been several times since they opened. And every time, it seems like there's a fresh experience every time you go there. So in the spirit of our common passion for what Juan is doing at Rustico and what Zio Pepe has done to sort of fuse classic Italian with Sonoran inspiration.
Right.
You know, it's the Bidia pizza.
I mean, I was at Juan's place like 10 days ago and he's like, hey, I'm working with Devin and Matt on doing a Bidia pizza over there with his shredded beef birria stuff.
So are they going to do it in a way? So I would imagine that they're going to have some of that great birria dip.
They are.
The au jus.
So when they posted the picture of Juan eating the birria pizza at Zio Pepe, right? So he had the pizza looked amazing, right? And he did have a cup of the birria broth on the side and he was dipping it into it.
Perfect. Where are we going, man?
We got to
block your calendar. Amen. Seriously.
Amen. You know, let's talk about the reality of restaurants now, because you're talking to restaurant guys and girls as much as I am.
Yeah.
The struggle is real on the staffing thing.
Yeah, no kidding. It really is. You know, I talk to these guys all the time. And so unemployment runs out, at the end of the month? I can't keep track anymore. It was September.
Well, now, the unemployment's running out. Evictions are starting.
Right.
At the end of the month, which will hopefully light a fire under a few people.
Yeah.
Right. And then, but at the same time, they just did the $300 per kid.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's a problem. And I'm talking to these guys, and you know they get their interview schedules. You know, these kids will sign up for their, you know, schedule an interview just to put it on their log that they've scheduled one, and they won't show up. So, and I know a couple of forward-thinking restaurateurs that have kept a log of names of no-shows. So when all that money goes away and Jimmy Jones needs a job, Jimmy Jones is going to go to this restaurant and the restaurateur is going to look at the name. And if Jimmy Jones' name is on that list, they can go to the street.
Correct.
And find, you know, these guys, Chris, are competing with each other for dishwashers.
I know.
The dish pit. And, you know, I talked to a guy a couple of months ago that, you know, is paying his or is prepared to pay dishwashers to get people in the frickin' back of the house to wash dishes, $15 an hour to get them in.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So the struggle is real. There's not going to be this wonderful day on August 1st or whatever, nope, where all of these restaurants are going to be sufficiently staffed and God bless America. The struggle is real. And my heart goes out to these folks because I see the pain when I'm at the restaurants, because you see people, you want to talk about multitasking?
Well, there's multitasking. That's the hit they took during lockdowns, right? And they're trying to, now that demand's high,
right,
you're not able to participate fully in the comeback.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the part that really sucks.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones, 790-2040. Catherine, you're on with Matt Russell and Chris. What's up?
Hi, Matt. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
I'm just wondering specifically who's hiring, because I'm happy to wash dishes or do just about anything.
Boy, I didn't come prepared with a list.
Well, so Zio Pepe's looking for people.
Mm-hmm.
I know. What part of town you live in, too? This is important.
Sort of over by Davis Monthan.
Okay, so I think Mama Luisa's. I keep saying Elefante with cries for help for
right,
people.
Okay. Good call.
So ask for Michael when you get to tell him you heard it on Wake Up Tucson with Matt Russell and the other guy. and then let's see, Rocco's looking for people on Broadway and Country Club. I mean, I think Wendy and Chef Sheik's probably looking for help. So.
Got it.
Yeah, take your pick. Yeah, where do you want to work? Yeah. You can start tonight.
The other thing you could do too is before you hang, don't hang up when we disconnect. Give Ray your contact information, and then we can float it to a few people. And how many hours a week do you want to work?
0 to 40.
All right,
3 to 40.
Okay,
yeah, I'm happy. I'll stay on the line.
Awesome. All right. When we hang up with each other, don't hang up. Ray will get your contact information, and then Matt and I will send you out to a few people. And then, but I would go to knock on those doors. Rocco just put a big sign up on his Facebook that he was looking for people.
And I know Maynard's is going to be opening up sooner than the fall. I think they're opening up within a couple of weeks, and they're really wanting to staff their place. And Chris, let me just say this wonderful moment of spontaneity that happens every single time I come on this show. So you and I have this common passion for food and local and independent business. And here a listener calls and she says, you know, I'm in. I'm ready to work. I'm able to work. I want to work. And without hesitation, you start rattling off restaurants that you know that could use her help to make that connection, to advocate for both the restaurant and your listeners. And here, without any planning or scripting or preparation, this moment of help happens. And I think that's just another thing that helps define this show and what this show is about in this community, whether it's food, whether it's local businesses trying to get a break with the elected officials, whether it's making sure that smart people run for office and understand the opportunities there. So that's what Wake Up Tucson is all about to me, whether you're talking about tacos or whether you're talking about, you know, the future of the Grand Canyon State and our reputation nationally.
Right.
That's what you stand for.
That's why Kenny gave me a rap. But the best part of this show is always the organic moments.
Right.
It's never anything that's planned. It's always the unexpected stuff, right?
Yeah.
When we talk about raising money for the TCC, right? When we raised, I don't know, $2,000 for those stupid flags because Rio Nuevo didn't do it, right? Joe and I didn't know that was going to go on.
Right.
None of this stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
I remember being on a radio show broadcast on this network that was hosted by someone who's not here anymore, and I walked in for my interview, and there was a script on the console with the prepared questions in advance and the suggested answers that this radio show host was hoping that I would respond to the questions that he had prepared. I thought, is that where this is all? So no spontaneity, nothing organic. It's read what I tell you to say.
I don't want you to out the person. Was that in the last 2 to 3 years?
Yes.
All right, we're on the Wake Up Tucson show, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. We're hanging out with our good friend Matthew Russell, Russell Public Communications. What's the website for that?
RussellPublic.com.
Look at that.
RussellPublic.com. Yeah. And if you want to read any of my food and beverage related content, we call it content these days.
That's an overused buzzword.
Right. Exactly. onthemenulive.com. Onthemenulive.com.
All right. We're going to wrap up another one with our good friend, Matt Russell. Tomorrow is going to be a fun. McCluskey will be here. Dave from Boulevard Barbecue. Val Romero, who sells barbecues but running for city council, will be here too. So yep. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. All right. 8:52 in the morning. Christy Simone, Matthew Russell, hey. onthemenulive.com.
That's me.
Let's go right to the phones. Let's go to Doug up in the northwest side. Doug, you're on with Chris and Matt. What's up, buddy?
Morning, guys. Matt, you know, it is true about that radio show. I did have a short-lived radio show on the station, and I wrote out the answers for you because I thought you were like our president wanted a teleprompter. So. Sorry I offended you. I didn't mean to.
It wasn't you.
For some reason, Doug doesn't have an Australian accent.
No.
Well, I'm not going to say anything more, but I did want to say one more thing to Matt. Matt's dad, many of you people may remember him. I thought you might want to just share something about your dad. But Matt's dad is Mark Russell, and I used to watch him on PBS, and he'd play his piano, and he'd do political satire. I just thought he was great, and I feel like you got your talent from your dad and probably your mom too, but you definitely got some from your dad.
God bless you, Doug. I get all emotional when people talk about my parents. I'm blessed that they are both still with us. My father will be 89 years old next month, and you can't imagine the pain that a retired political satirist is experiencing with today's headlines. I mean, he is itching to do the Mark Russell reunion tour. But anyway, Doug, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be here without him, quite literally. So I always get a little gooey when I hear people talk about my beautiful parents, because they are the biggest and best part of my life. And I really appreciate your sharing that story, Doug.
Well, and I appreciate you, Matt. Thanks very much.
Thanks, brother.
There he is, Australian media agency owner up on the northwest side of town. Play some Men at Work for me too while we're here. Play Down Under. Let's just do this whole thing right where, because it was ruined for me, this song, by the overuse. Here we go. Oh, here we go.
There it is. 1984?
I don't know.
My junior year in high school, I seem
87.
That's absolutely not true. that might have been the date that Matilda Jones put that on YouTube at a very grainy reunion tour in 87. But
hold on,
that's
hold 80. On.
That's 83 or 84. I'll put the rest of this garlic slider on it.
It is. Hold on. Oh, crap. It is. Oh, now we're going to get really esoteric, okay? It was 1980. Hold on. Don't get crazy. Calm down. Calm your ass. As a B-side to their first local single in Australia.
Okay.
Which was the famous Key Punch Operator. The most well-known version was released on Columbia in 1981. From their single, their debut album, Business as Usual.
That's untrue. I'm kidding. Okay.
Wow.
81. The difference between 81 and 83 is not as significant as 83 and 87. I know. You know, Ray, you're doing a yeoman's job back there.
I can only do what I can do. I was not even alive. So. I got to rely on this Google thing.
Oh. So I will tell you, they'll remain nameless. There was someone who's running for office. Even this happens all the time. People want to give me the pre-questions, right? But someone running for office in the last 90 days, their office sends me, oh, can we get together and strategize how you're going to ask this person questions? And I said, wow, that's awesome.
Right.
And I said, I don't do I don't even do really pre questions for, sponsors. And the reason is it's a bad interview.
Yeah. And they wouldn't want it anyway. Cause then it's not you.
Right.
And the authenticity goes out the window. Yeah.
You know what I said?
Yeah.
Yes. How long have you been great doing your government work stuff?
Well, I'm glad you asked that.
So what I told, you know, because it's one of those things where they had the campaign flunky with the cute haircut, right? Some guy who was trying to arrange this with me. I said, let's do this. I said, I'm going to cancel the interview and I can give you a couple other shows out there that maybe I can get you on the Jolt or something and you can do some pre some pre-asked questions.
Jolt.
You know. But that's where we're at, right?
Right.
And so instead of this is someone with money, right? This is not a, you know, I mean the young guy who came on yesterday, Alan Harwell, just came out of nowhere. This is not that kind of candidate.
Right.
This is like someone with money and staff behind them.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, for God's sake, they sent the staffer to ask me if I want to do a pre-known question.
Wrong
so
show.
But you said it right, is the idea that, you know, if you're running a campaign, right, you have to start taking advice from people who know certain things better than you do.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Absolutely. No matter how you feel about it. I ran for the my school board back in 2006. Catalina Foothills School District. An interesting. That's for another show.
Actually, I'd love to have that conversation.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. I was my detractors, my opponents believed that I would be a threat to public education and said that Matt Russell is just paving his way to Washington on the backs of our school children. I mean, that's one of my opponents literally said that. I said, "Are you kidding me? I'm running for the school board. We're talking about bus pickups and lunches and curricula." But it was fascinating. I did get the Arizona Daily Star's endorsement, though.
Wow!
And people say, "Well, there you go." So that's
Ann Brown.
Ann Brown. It was Ann Brown. She was the editorial page editor. Yeah.
So let me tell you a great Ann Brown story, and then we're going to run out of time.
Yeah.
Love you. Glad you're here. We'll see you in August.
Love it.
Okay. So Ann Brown was she was writing all these editorials as Rio Nuevo was blowing up and a quarter bill down the toilet. Never said a word.
Yeah.
Right. Always endorsed, other than yours, mostly the wrong people. Right. The same people. Oh, let's do Shirley Scott again. Right. So then she leaves the Star, goes to work for a PR firm in town.
Yep.
Right. And she starts sending me and Joe emails to book people that she wants to get some earned media.
And her new gig is PR.
Right. And I said, so I read one on the air and I said, look, the mouth of Sauron wants to get people on here. Doug's still listening to the show.
Yes.
Literally, I put the phone on. Doug's phone's ringing. The person who owns that, 12 minutes later.
Your guy just called Ann Brown the Mouth of Sauron. What is the Mouth of Sauron?
The Lord of the Rings reference. All right. Matthew, good talking to you, buddy.
Let's do it again soon.
I plan on it. 21 hours away from the next Wake Up Tucson show. If you miss anything, Ray promises to get all the podcasts up by 9:30 tonight.
Yep, I'll try.
Wake up.